Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sans Pants Radio. Suck toes or die trying.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up, and if you're not an idiot, you'll come see me host Big Deal, an upsetting nightmare game show starring a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of popping a really big blister. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
Welcome to episode 13 of Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Purposely.
I love how non-functional we are as an adventure.
Yeah, like,
how the fuck have we done any quests?
It's
ever?
Amazing. So, Hanna, we're at the bottom of the ziggurat, which is this
pyramid. You haven't reached the ziggurat yet.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Can I sort of make a charge for it and try and jump into its mouth?
You can certainly try. How successful you are is another matter.
The horse catches sight of you, Lunabon, and bucks him.
This is a travesty.
Linus hits the dirt, rolls in the dirt, gets up, and finishes his charge on foot.
I produce flame and shoot it at that big snake.
It's like the destruction of the Death Star.
Guys, we're doing so well. This is great, right?
No, there's another fight coming. It's
yeah, but like for now, you know, we're doing it.
I think if we find another way in, that might help our chances a bit.
Okay, cool. I'm going to camp here for the night. See you guys. And I set up a tent. No. Okay, let's look. Let's look around. Can we kind of go around the?
Yeah, you can do a lap.
Okay,
lap
yeah, a ziggurat. Let's do that.
Little slits open up in the ceiling and snakes fall down upon you.
I am very pleased that this is happening. Oh, wait, no, I'm not.
Frozen in place, poisonous snakes drop down upon you from above.
Snakes? Hello? What's your name? Hello?
Oh, you can't speak.
Oh.
Also, snakes hate you.
Yeah, they all hate me, so they don't attack me. I can only assume I'm safe.
No.
Goody.
You feel a magical energy wrap around you and restrict your movement completely.
Mm.
You can basically move your eyes and nothing else. Seahole utters maybe a swear as well. And then she, drawing a scimitar, slashes at one of the snakes. Ah, that's bad for her.
Oh no. The only other person that can do stuff.
Mm. Butterfingers. You lose your grip mid-swing and your weapon goes flying 15 feet away. No, 20 feet away in a direction of your target. Make a ranged attack roll against the nearest creature other than the target in that direction. Guess who that is?
Oh, Jiminy Jellicas.
It's a Lunabon.
Cheese and whiskers.
A scimitar flies dangerously close to the side of your head, Lunabon.
Does it, like, hit into the wall?
No, it clatters. It goes straight down the tunnel. It clatters into the darkness.
All right.
Linus is frozen in place. Lunabon, you are frozen in place. Forgot to roll for Goody. Molto bene, you can act.
Ugh.
You can see, you and Seahole are the only ones who can see. There are 8 snakes in total.
8 snakes. Why did it have to be 8 snakes?
Is that the first Indiana Jones reference? Ladies and gentlemen, tell him what he's won.
What's that? Hello.
You can have the lovely washer and dryer.
Oh, nice. Or?
Or what's in this Simpsons reference?
I'll get in the Simpsons reference. What is it? Everything's coming up, Milhouse. Oh, damn. So it's my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
Righty-ho. clear that throat. What are the snakes doing?
They look volatile and full of malice towards you and your companions.
Okay, wait, and how big are they?
Kind of, average
snake-sized,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
No larger than normal snakes.
Okay. What was that psychic blade Psychic blade.
Yes.
Plus two D6 damage. Plus
yes.
Two,
you can do that.
College of Whispers or something?
College of Whispers, that's it. I went to that before Stone U.
Yeah.
That's where I got my master's in masonry.
Rock knowledge.
Rock knowledge.
Hello and welcome to Rock Knowledge 101. I will be your lecturer.
Didn't Julia Zemiro host Rock Knowledge?
Rock Whiz, you're thinking.
That's such a niche joke. It's really good.
Yeah. I know she had Rock Whiz. Okay. It was a joke. I've been to several live tapings of Rock Whiz. I'm a cool guy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cool boy.
I mean, it wasn't as niche as my Car City joke before, but anyway.
I much preferred the Car City joke. Yeah, that was great, because I know Car City better than I know Rock Whiz.
Okay, well, Psychic Blade, is there like a snake that's like going for a frozen friend?
Yeah, there are several. You could attack just kind of the nearest one, I suppose.
Okay, yeah, I'll just take the nearest snake.
Yeah. So there's one of the Vipers is rearing up to attack Goody. You slash at that one.
All right, okay, I aim at its leg. Oh, wait. No, it's cool. It's the body.
It's okay. You hit its big legs, splitting it down the middle. You deal...
Psychic blades!
You add magical mental toxicity to your weapon.
Now
what weapon do you use?
Oh, yeah, I was about to clarify. I use my rapier.
Okay. You deal 11 plus 4. You cut... The snake, you cut from rear to about midpoint, you cut the snake in half, killing it.
Great.
It's one less snake.
Mm-hmm. I say, that's one less snake.
I squint my thanks at you because I can't talk.
And I clock it and go, what?
I also try it. Do the other snakes know what's coming farting. For them and run?
No. They've got no legs.
They seem agitated.
Did they form some feet?
The one that was going to attack Goody is obviously dead, but one attacks Seahole, biting her. Seahole takes 4 points of damage and needs to make a constitution saving throw, which she fails. Seahole immediately projectile vomits.
Ugh.
You can see her collapsing. Linus... actually, it's advantage against Linus because he's frozen. Oh, that's a critical hit.
Oh, Linus.
So we beat a giant snake outside and a bunch of snake army guys without taking a fucking hit.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get killed by a bunch of regular fucking snakes.
Well, they've gotten rid of our legs. We're on the same playing field. We haven't been without them for so long.
They've gotten rid of our legs.
Snakes are punctable.
Feeling faint. You have disadvantage on strength, dexterity, and constitution-based rolls for... that's pretty bad. 8 rounds. Additionally, you must make a DC 18 constitution saving throw at the beginning of each of your turns. On a failed save, you fall prone. That's kind of irrelevant at this point.
Is that Linus?
Oh, and he has disadvantage on this. Yeah, this is Linus.
I don't think he's going to stick around for too long.
Linus is still standing.
I thought we'd reached the end of the Linus.
And now he... Oh, right. And he rolls... No, wait. It's not his turn. What am I doing? And what was the other thing? He needed poison. He take on... Oh, does he pass? No, he's... Oh, disadvantage. No, he passes. Barely. He is not poisoned, but it's still not looking great for him. Additionally, he takes like 2 points of damage. Nothing much for him. All right. Then... Two snakes are going to attack Lunabon.
No, they won't. They don't like me.
That's right. 3 snakes attack Lunabon.
What?
Oh, they get advantage.
Okay, what? Those dice sound exactly like when I watch a horror film and my teeth chatter. Or when I'm really suddenly cold. And I turn into an ice cube.
Some good Foley work there. Yeah. None of the snakes manage to bite you. Several of them sink their fangs into your thick... I was about to say leather. They wouldn't be leather. Into your thick leaf boots. But they can't get through the bark inner sole that you use.
It's much superior. They're trained to bite through skin. I don't have skin. I've already got skin bark. Bark protects a tree. You can't bite into a tree.
Wear?
Oh,
like
nothing much.
Clothing one. I guess cotton. Cotton's fine,
cotton
right?
And cloth and
yeah, cloth.
Silk and
something that complements the thigh gap.
Ah, the thigh gap. The sexiest part of the woman. The part that isn't there.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Oh. Fuck.
No, true. No, fair. True.
I don't know if I made that up. I think that's an observation.
That is a bleak observation.
How bleak is it? I don't think I made that up.
Yeah, that seems a bit too bleak.
Did you Dane Cook it?
What?
Did you Dane Cook it?
No.
Imagine if that was a Dane Cook line. That'd shatter everything I knew about Dane Cook.
Tell us everything you know about Dane Cook.
It's just a comedy special I watched.
Oh, okay.
I'd just be doing that verbatim.
Was it special?
Yeah, it was all right.
Was it comedy?
Look, I still don't mind Dane Cook. He calls bad relationships relationships, and I think that's funny.
I think that's terrible. That's like a joke I would fucking make and feel so bad about.
I am the lowest common denominator this week on Fox. None of the snakes managed to bite you, Lunabon. I think there's two left. Yes, there's two left. They attack Molto Bene.
What?
Sorry.
Do the snakes say that as they come?
One of them says, sorry. One of them bites you. You take 2 points of damage.
Oh, yikes.
I slipped.
One for each fang. Oh, oh.
Yowie. That's one. Oh, there's the other.
How did he bite at an angle?
I was pirouetting.
Oh. And you're going to need to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, gosh. It's right on the line.
Do you have anything for saving throws? Anyone?
No. Reroll a skill or attack.
Oh, wait. I remember I said right at the beginning, you can use these cards to reroll any die if you want. So if one of you guys want, you can just spend one of the cards and I'll reroll this check.
Yeah, I'll do it. Sure.
Spend any card you don't want. Chuck it back in the good boy pile. Keep forgetting that I made that a rule. But just to remind you guys, you can spend any card at any time to make me reroll any die. And if it's damaged...
I'd like you to reroll the die. I'd use this card here.
That is a regular playing card?
Yep, oh, you said
regular.
Any card at any time.
Well, did I say draw a playing card?
No,
Adam. That's right. That's right. Cass, you get a playing card.
Oh, yay.
Those have separate rules. I'll explain them later.
I do want to say as well, you said regular card. This is a Bigfoot set. I have drawn the five of clubs and it says Big Leaper.
Oh, is it the Bigfoot set?
Can jump up to 10 feet.
Wait, yeah. That's also a different set of rules to the just
those
other
five clubs could hit the snakes.
How many can I use?
Snake!
All right, now you pass your constitution saving throw. You are not poisoned, thankfully. The other snake misses quite badly. Critically, some might say.
Sorry, what was her surname? The other snake misses...
quite badly.
I don't know whether to give you a good boy card or kiss you on the mouth.
Let's move on with our lives. I'm being very disruptive. I'm sorry. I had a giddy move.
That was a real Dane Cook joke.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know what? I am surprised that in all of this snake-based humor, none of us have talked about hiss points yet.
Hiss points.
Whoa.
Hiss points?
No, like hit points.
Hiss points. How many hiss points have these snakes got, Adam?
Oh, like less than 10.
Spoilers.
Yeah, sorry.
Less than 10. Sword beats fist. If the target of this attack was wielding a melee weapon, take that weapon's damage. The second snake leaps onto your rapier by accident, taking... Oh, right, it's a psychic blade right now.
Hurry carries itself.
It does. Oh. It took like 18 points of damage. It's dead.
Oh my gosh, poor snake. I feel kind of bad for it.
I imagine the snake's like jumped mouth first onto the sword, and now your rapier is just a snake.
And I turn to it and I say, fangs, but no fangs.
Someone's got the afternoon sillies.
I do the afternoon sillies.
Goody, you are still paralyzed. Linus immediately drops out of his paralysis and swings with his halberd at one of the snakes. He hits, minimum damage kills. He kills another snake. Seahole doesn't have her scimitar. She...
vomiting.
Is vomiting.
Good.
Did she kill them with her vomit?
Her mouth.
She starts backing up, and as she backs up, she tries to draw her longbow, but that's her turn. Lunabon... you're free. You can move again. The magic stops affecting you.
Okay.
There are five snakes.
What are you doing? Please stop.
It'll be on their turn for a response. All right.
I will. No. No, I'll attack.
All right.
Yeah, I'll attack.
You can attack non-lethally and just knock them
yes,
out.
Yes, please. Can I do that? I would like to attack non-lethally and just knock
what
them out.
What weapon are you going to use?
Your sword is now a snake.
Snake blade.
Ooh, hang on. About just a mo.
You should call it fangs. Sorry?
How big is the thing we're in?
The corridor is 10 feet wide, 10 feet tall.
How big is a giant fire beetle?
Good question.
I like how we haven't had a lot of animal transformations, and now in the space of like a little bit, we've gone horse and now fire beetle. This is good. I feel like we had a lot of animal transformations early and then none for ages.
And we had that mongoose vision, which is sort of, you know, it's in the genre.
Yeah.
What happened to that mongoose? Is that, like, still hanging out?
I think the spell ended. I don't think... What's the duration on that spell? Major image, I think you were casting? I forget.
Well, the initiative ended, so I imagine the spell ended. Although I do like to imagine that there's this, like, mongoose illusion just standing outside and, like... A bunch of explorers just went into the trees like, what the fuck?
I imagine just doing like a two-frame scary animation like an original Doom sprite.
A giant fire beetle is small-sized, which would mean it's about the size of a dog.
So giant for a fire beetle, but not for a person, okay?
I actually don't think there are regular fire beetles. I think it starts at giant.
Okay.
You want to see the future? They're kind of cute.
Aww.
We have different thoughts on cute, Adam.
No, it's got
in
little eyes.
Other editions of D&D, they... could breathe fire, but in this edition, they just illuminate things. They just have a light inside them, like a ladybug. Not a ladybug, sorry.
Like a glowworm.
Like a glowworm or a firefly. Mm-hmm.
Can I try and do non-lethal damage with produce flame?
No, not with magic.
You could make
an argument with many weapons, but throwing a ball of fire kind of has to be lethal damage. Actually, I think the rule is if it's a weapon attack, if it's doing weapon damage... That then you can do non-lethal, but produce flame does fire damage specifically, so you can't make that non-lethal.
Okay. Well, can I use my scimitar that I have not drawn out of my bag at any stage? I didn't mention I have a scimitar.
So we all act really shocked when she pulls it out.
To my the eyes shock of just go really wide.
Linus, oh my god! Hail! Is shocked when you draw your scimitar and slash... don't slash. You hit with the flat side of the blade one of the spiders.
Snakes,
sorry.
Scimitar, the snakiest of the swords.
Mm.
Scimitar.
what is...
You are get out of here, Luke.
I hope a snake jumps on my scimitar and it just curves around.
You hit one of them, doing 6 points of damage. The snake is still up. You bash it around the head, but don't kill it.
Okay.
That was Lunabon Molto Bene. It's your turn. So there are still five snakes.
Five snakes?
Yeah, one of them Lunabon is tangling with. The other four seem concerned with Linus and with you.
Okay, Is my blade still psychic, or is that a one turn kind of thing?
Oh no, it's once per round on your turn. Sorry, you can only do it once per round.
Right.
You use your bardic inspiration to do it though. So if you still have bardic inspiration, you can go again.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll just I'll psychic blade the nearest snake.
All right. You attack. Maybe it's one of the snakes trying to fight.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's one of the snakes trying to fight Lunabon.
Okay.
You slash at that one, but your psychic blade, with the extra weight of the snake that is dead upon it, you unfortunately, the weight has changed to the weapon, mm-hmm. and so you're not used to, you know, it's not as quick, as responsive as it used to be, so you miss in your attack. I will, however, say that you don't expend that bardic inspiration. Okay. When you stab, that's when you activate the psychic blade, so you still have that point of bardic inspiration that you can use next round.
Right. Well, if you look such an idiot...
And then it's the snake's turn. Two of them...
What am I going to do?
Two of them attack Molto Bene. Oh, gosh. One of them misses. One of them does misses, very poorly indeed.
I would love if another snake piled on top of the sword and you just ended up with like this.
I got that fat sword.
Ooh, a hiss skip up?
off form.
Skip up.
Like she skip.
Oh, like, I know. I love it. I love it.
This game is a lot of us making bad jokes, but everyone being so supportive of the person who made the bad jokes. I love every single one of you.
I love every single one of you.
I love every single one of you. This is so much fun.
This is great.
I've been looking forward to this.
You've been drawing hearts all over that piece of paper because your heart is full of love.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that picture of the snake still, by the way.
Thank you.
Off form, you have disadvantage on melee attacks for 2 rounds.
Not you.
That's the
snake.
Snake.
And the other snake misses you. 2 more snakes attack Lunabon. No, wait, it was 3 snakes attacking Lunabon. All of them miss. They're snapping at your heels, Lunabon, and you're stamping down, trying to not hurt them, but to just kind of intimidate them. You know that if you bang, 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 hit your feet very hard on the ground, it will seem intimidating to them because they'll be afraid that they're going to be trampled like how a horse deals with snakes.
Oh.
Have you ever seen
that? Is that real?
Yeah. If a horse sees a snake, it'll try to jump on it.
That's great. Good going, horse.
It's like an instinctual thing. They just know to do it if they've never seen a snake before.
Do we have anything like that?
Snakes or horses?
Well, like where we discover an accidental superpower when presented with a particular criteria.
Yeah, not a superpower. I mean, stomping, not special, but instincts. What do we know how to
do? Isn't there something like with the reason we want to... The reason kissing is a romantic thing or ever used romantically is like a scent thing. It's like we can get our nose close so we can smell if they're bad or something like that. I remember seeing that once.
We have grabbing as a reflex.
Yeah, that's right. Babies know to grab.
You grab.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Babies know to grab if you press their palm in. I always do that with a baby. It's the only thing I can
swim up.
Otherwise, they're boring to me. Sorry.
It's all good.
Babies are there to entertain me, right?
Basically. Yeah. What else are they for?
Yeah, sick. Cool.
Just grabbing.
They're too young to produce content, so you got to get what you can from them.
Not the boss baby, though. He produces premium content.
Yeah.
It's at about 3 years old when you can produce quality content like that Vine where a kid's running around a swimming pool. His mom calls out, "What do you got?" And he yells as he's running past, "A knife!" And she says, "No!" Oh, that's man. Content. That's one of my favorite Vines. What do you got? A knife. No! Quality content. Can't do that as a baby. Anyway.
That's a really long path of digressions.
Whose turn was it? That was the snakes. Goody, it's your turn.
Am I still frozen, Adam?
Yeah, you're still frozen.
Am I the only one still frozen?
Yep.
Well, you know, I am dumb and drunk and yeah, fair.
Yeah, you're probably loving life.
I am. I'm not doing any fun.
You're paralytic, like when you're really drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.
Linus kills another snake. Seahawl manages to get enough of herself about herself to draw and fire, but her arrow misses, skipping off the floor. You can hear her whispering kind of just to herself in the darkness. Sorry, 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 sorry. You're not sure who she's saying that to or why. Lunabon, it's your turn.
Did the snakes respond to me?
Oh, no, they did not.
I turn my scimitar around.
Mm. So you're holding the sharp bit, yeah?
You take 3 points of damage to your fingers.
To your fingies. In D&D, they're called fingies. Sorry, go on.
I turn my scimitar about and I start attacking the snakes non-lethally. But,
No, do you mean lethally?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Oh, lethally.
Yes, lethally. Okay. And I say, stop or I'll be forced to.
You... Well, for the obvious reasons, you miss. You're too scared to hurt a snake.
I can't do it. Why aren't they talking to me?
You don't know.
Why are these the only ones that come near me?
Let's cut open their voice boxes and look.
Here, I've got one on my sword.
Molto bene?
Yep.
There are 4 snakes left.
4 snakes. I hit the 3rd one.
All right. You strike at the 3rd one.
Yeah.
Are you making this a psychic blade?
I am making this a psychic blade, Adam. Thank you.
Okie dokie. You deal 4, 6. You slay another snake.
Snake Slayer. It's the name of my new album.
with your rapier, the snake is about to... It's coiling up right behind Lunabon, ready to launch itself at her while she's cry-fighting. When it launches through the air, you stab forwards with your rapier and skewer it through the head.
Did I still have the old snake on my sword?
Yes.
Do I now have two, like, kind of...
Yes.
Okay, nice.
You have one dangling off the tip and one all the way down the length.
Ooh.
In the thigh gap hole. It's the snake's turn.
Welcome back to another of my turns. See what I do. Welcome, fuck boys.
I hate that the snakes get promo material.
Two of them attack Lunabon. Both of them miss. One of them attacks Molto Bene.
Oh, no.
Also misses. I told you I was coming for you. Snake!
The snakes have a completely unsuccessful round of attacks. Goody. You're free.
Well, this is nice. Are there any snakes near me?
there's one within. You just take a 5-foot step and you're there.
Yeah, I'm gonna choke this snake out.
All right.
Martial arts, choke a snake.
Yeah, you grab a snake, squeeze. It's not so much it is kind of. So what you do is you squeeze, you feel the snake's ribs cracking, and you know that you've crushed its windpipe. When you let go of it, it hits the ground and starts writhing and wriggling, and you know it can't breathe, and there's nothing it can do about it. It certainly isn't going to perform a tracheotomy?
Snakeotomy.
Tracheotomy.
A snakeotomy.
There's no word that you won't put snake in front of, no matter how hard we try.
Yeah, that's true. What's no matter snakes and vinegar chips?
Snakes and vinegar snakes?
Oh, snakes and snakes. That's what I call snakes and lettuce.
That's what I call D&D, snakes and snakes.
Goody, you choke a snake to death.
I am satisfied with the outcome of the events.
That puts it down to two snakes.
Can you use that snake to choke another snake?
I will.
I would do that if my character allowed it. I would round up the snakes together, tie them in a knot, fling the knot at the ground.
Linus and Seahole killed the last of the snakes.
Oh, I wanted to choke a snake with a snake.
I'm so sorry.
Keep a snake in your pocket.
Adam, I want to take this snake to choke
someone
with later.
Find a snake, pick it up, all your day, you'll have good luck.
Don't listen to him.
Hey, one got away.
Can I?
Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle.
The snake that Shanks cut in half up to its neck, up to its head.
Yeah.
Can I turn it into a boa?
It's a bloody one.
It's already a boa.
I mean, you already look really evil, right? Like it would be part of the whole, whole vibe.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want one of these snakes, bro?
Yeah, I'm turning it into a skull.
Okay, watch the fangs.
I do want to say I apologize for making the boa joke. We've established that it has fangs, which means it's not a boa. Continue.
Oh, I feel like we've already made that joke in this campaign.
Yeah, probably.
It sounds familiar.
Basically, I want to take the snake that's been split in half and turn it into a bolo tie.
Ooh.
So that it dangles and its head's here.
That matches your accent.
Yeah, it certainly does.
You do as good a job as you can under the circumstances. You are covered in blood.
I'm already covered in blood.
True.
We're all covered in blood, right? From when the snake exploded. We're all gooped from head to toe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Sheriff Snake.
I like that.
We have no more alcohol, Sheriff. Do we?
I think there's some inside this Zigger snake.
I like that.
All right. You continue to venture deeper?
I shed some more tears for the fallen snakes who didn't even talk to me. Why does... Oh, this...
I go give Lunabon a little hug. It's a little, hey
in the chap. It's cool. I mean, Quest Mom, you know, it's cool.
I would offer you a pick-me-up, but I used it.
That means a lot. I hug Molto Bene back because I know that in these teenage years, these times are far and fleeting.
And then I say, okay, fine, that's enough. Shut up. And I start walking away into the cigarette.
Cool, I cry more. That hurt. Let's go.
All right, you continue deeper into the ziggurat. You spend quite a lot of time walking. Maybe like an hour, we'll say.
Okay, yeah. That's quite deep.
Yeah, well, you at some point realize that you've been going down, steadily going down a slope. And the slope has a very sudden, sharp left turn, which gives way to another left turn and another one and another one and another one, and you have no idea.
It's a spiral.
You begin to lose track of time and place and such. You're not really sure where you are in relation to where you began, both in time and space.
Have I sobered up? Is that a way to measure how long it's been?
Yeah, you kind of have. You are beginning to sober up. I'll say an hour has passed, so you guys can roll to get some hit points back.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Goody and Lunabon, you have taken no damage. It's Linus true. Will be healing. Seahol will be healing, and so will Malta Ben.
Yes, please.
You recover some hit points from resting, and then I'll say Seahol heals you back up to full as well.
Well, for what it's worth, I've got Song of Rest.
Oh, yeah, you can give yourself an extra d6.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, without Seahol's help, you're back up to full.
Back up to full. Great.
What does that Song of Rest sound like, Shanks?
Song of Rest, Song of Rest. Oh, a rest is the best. That's a song from Zelda. I know. That was a... We'll get there. But thank you. No. Sorry, I just totally no-butted your yes and.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I like that. Okay.
The path you're on eventually comes to a wall, just a blank stone wall. You think there could either be a secret passage or this has been one long waste of your time.
I told you we should have gone in at the top.
Surely we didn't come in here for nothing.
I want to know, you guys aren't, you're maybe 10, no, longer than that, maybe 20 feet away from the stone wall. I want to know who, if you guys move.
I check for traps.
What everyone is doing, like, exactly. How do you check for traps?
I stop and go, wait, remember last time? I stood on a thing and it sank and got as depressed as I feel every fucking morning.
And yes, I could not move, which is... that's the way I feel every fucking morning.
I couldn't speak to the snakes, which is just how my life is, I guess.
Yeah.
When life gives you snakes...
I'm doing pretty well, Seahorse. Hey,
what was all that apologizing about and the sickness? You vomited. Are you okay?
I've been poisoned by the snake bite.
Are you still poisoned?
I believe so, yes. I still feel awful.
Well, you look great. And I snicker.
I feel awful too, but that's just generally how I feel.
Okay.
I reckon we throw something in, but right? Like, let's just like, I got a bad feeling about this, guys. Let's toss something in to try and trigger a trap.
I have darts.
Darts?
I'm a very good shot with the darts.
Ooh, let's dart it up, boy.
Well, I bet that might not be heavy enough.
Mm.
Sorry to interrupt, gang. Jackson here with a quick word from our sponsor.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Also, a reminder that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a majorly unpleasant game show called Big Deal, and you're all invited. Grab your tickets from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live. As you were, Shanks.
Hey, Linus, you're brave.
Yes?
No, sorry, this is out of character. I'm not going to do this.
Okay.
I like Linus.
Okay. What are you going to do then? Because you're still 20 feet away from that wall.
I can throw in a torch.
Yeah, that might be heavy enough.
I'll light it first, see if we get any illumination on the situation.
You light a torch and throw it?
Yeah.
What do you throw it at the wall or in front of the wall? Do you want to hit the ground in front of the wall? Do you want to hit the wall? What are you trying to hit?
Maybe I'll
roll... Step right up. Sorry.
I'll roll it along the ground so as to trigger any ground traps, but I aim to hit the wall at the back.
All right.
You bowl it.
I bowl it.
You roll it along the ground, but you don't give it enough energy to go 20 feet, unfortunately. It stops kind of in the middle. It could have triggered traps, or it might not be heavy enough. You know, it's just like common wisdom. The prevailing wisdom is when you're making a trap in a dungeon, you make it so that a person will set it off, not a rock.
Adam.
Yes?
If I use Step of the Wind, could I step up to the wall, touch it, and then step back in time?
You can. Step Whether back. Or not you'll be quick enough to avoid any traps is another thing.
I say go for it.
I believe in you, Quest Dad.
Why you keep... Anyway. I activate one of my extra key points. I will handle this. I will step to the wall. I will step back. Prepare yourselves for whatever. Look up if there's snakes coming out of the roof. Just be ready for...
Can we just look around to see if there's anything we can see above to the sides of the ground, ceiling as it were, if there are any holes or things that could be just like a gander?
I've already checked to see if you see anything visual. You detect no visual, like, no, the walls seem quite uniform. There's still those little impressions or what have you on the walls telling some sort of story along writhing snakes.
We're still following the direction of the snakes, right?
Yeah, okay. But there's really one passage. Right. But yeah, you have been following it along. You maybe haven't been paying that much attention to the walls, or even if you have, it's hard to make out what the story is exactly trying to say. Something about snakes. Something about snake people. Hard to tell. Goody. You sprint as fast as you can, that 20 feet. You reach out and try to touch the wall. And as you do so...
Well, fuck me.
And as you do so, you see your fingers go straight through the solid stone as if it wasn't there. You don't have to sprint back if you don't want to, or you still do you still want to sprint back?
No, I stop.
All right. He stops.
It ain't a wall. It is an illusion meant to look like a wall, much as the illusion that I put up to look like I have my whole life together.
If you failed the
you say pointing to yourself with like glowing red eyes, an evil costume covered head to toe in snake blood.
Wearing a snake bolo. Yeah.
This is what happens.
You're like their leather face.
I am. This is what happens when I'm... sobering up. It's not pretty.
I feel so sick when I...
Oh yeah, because you weren't before.
No, I was not. That's why I decided I thought the bolo tie was a good idea. Why am I wearing this?
A snake. Oh no. A snake. Oh.
I stop. Look at this. I put my arms through the wall and I do the wavy wavy and I take my arm back out.
Whoa.
And then I step through the wall, so I'm half in the wall, half out, and I look really weird.
Yeah, because there's definitely no enemies in there. Very blasé for someone who's venturing into the unknown.
I'm not good at things.
What if you fell down a pit?
Did I fall down a pit,
you
Adam?
Didn't.
There we go.
It's not a wall. Roll the dice on that.
Oh, fuck. You know, it's tempting, but I don't want to ruin the next room because I'm going to have a lot of fun in that room.
Ooh.
No, that never happens good for us.
Is this like your red room from 50 Shades where Adam goes to have a lot of fun in this room?
Well, if Goody calls it safe, do you guys approach?
Wait, what was that, Goody?
I said it is a safe. It's not a wall per se. Watch. I will demonstrate by putting my head through the wall. I put my head through the wall.
Someone grabs you. No.
that would actually be amazing. It is safe. What?
Giant snake.
What were you thinking?
It's me. I'm back.
Stupid of you.
Yes.
The room beyond, it is a room.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the room beyond. Yeah.
It's large. It's maybe 60 feet by 120 feet. So a long rectangular room. There's columns, maybe 20 on either side, running down the room, kind of in the middle, look like support structures of some sort. The columns are made out of a single wrapped around and around and around snake, which their heads are up against the ceiling. There's a large portcullised door at the other end. So it's a portcullis, then a big iron-bound wooden... No, actually, it'd be stone. Stone with iron lacings on it, bound door, and two similar but smaller doors on either side.
I pop my head back out and I say all those things.
But did you say one of the doors was stone?
Yes.
All three of them.
I got that.
Yeah. Whoever designed this building, I have a hunch that they had a boner for snakes.
Mm. Potentially possible. Who do you think made it?
Snake people.
I just start walking through. I march on over. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, I follow.
Thank you for trusting me, both of you.
Everyone enters this new room.
Quicker, snakes are free.
There is a mosaic, a wraparound mosaic all around the wall here. This one also depicts a story, and this one is a lot more obvious than the one you were just at. You see humans, dwarves, elves, the like, being brought before an altar, laid on the altar and then sacrificed ritualistically. I won't give you specific details, but it's incredibly gory. It looks like their parts are being taken, they're being parted into tiny little bits, and those bits are being reconstructed as Yawn-Ti, or into the Yawn-Ti. That part is a little hard to work, make out.
So they're Frankensteining?
A little bit, yeah, it looks like.
Jeez.
At the kind of at the epicenter of the entire mosaic is this large iron door, also made out of mosaic. The iron door has a halo, a ring of light around it, and it looks like they're venerating this door.
It looks like they are venerating this door.
This is disgusting. Horrible. We need to stop it.
From a distance, I look to see if I can recognize the people being sacrificed. If I recognize any of the faces here.
No one looks familiar. Right, this mosaic was probably made long before...
Oh, sorry. I had a brain fart. I thought this was actually happening in front of us. Excuse me.
No. It's a mosaic. It looks quite old. Right. I'll actually quickly just give it a roll. This is going to sound really stupid, but molto bene. Just judging by things like art style, how it was made and such like that, you would guesstimate that this mosaic is maybe...
Van Gogh.
No, it's maybe hundreds and thousands of years old.
Hundreds and thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah,
it's all delicious.
I start licking the walls. Hundreds of thousands of years old.
Yes.
Guys, this is old. Like, real old.
How old?
Like, think of 100, think of thousands, and times those together. That's how old.
Hundreds of thousands of years old.
If you say so.
Trees.
Hundreds of thousands or hundreds and thousands, Linus says.
Hundreds of thousands. I'm not dumb, and I stroke my hair back.
At about that exact time, goodness, you hear a clunking sound from the imaginary wall that you stepped through. You turn around, put a hand up against it, and you can tell that a real wall has taken its place.
Well, I have an update. The wall is now real.
What?
Where do we go next? I start looking for an exit.
There are the three portcullis and then...
That's portcullis.
A portcullis is... So you know how...
Wrought iron checkerboard.
Yeah. Oh! You know, like at the front of a castle? Yeah. So it's got a portcullis and then a big stone with metal reinforcing struts and such doors. They look incredibly sturdy. You could not imagine without, unless you had hours, you could not imagine getting through them yourselves.
Can I have a look through the portcullis? Just go around and start looking through them to see if I can see anything?
There's doors on the other side. Yeah, so it's a portcullis and the big door.
My poor ears, they're stupid, Adam. And that's like, stupid.
That's like the big one, and then to the sides of it, there's two smaller doors?
Two small doors, one big double door.
Wait, and all three doors are on the other side of the portcullis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
The big double doors are fancy and have the halo, is that correct?
Hmm?
They're the doors.
Oh, no. In the mosaic, there's a big iron door depicted as part of the mosaic.
Yep, sorry.
So... One of the snake statues collapses. It cracks and crumbles.
Well,
snake, I've got a bad feeling columns. About this.
Another one does so. Another one. Another one. Another one.
Oh, you fucking one. Bastard, Adam.
You realize that it was slow fucking... at first, but it's speeding up now. The bastard. Roof is coming down.
Son of a bitch.
Huh.
Oh, God. That's a lot. Everybody looked at me like I was saying something, but that was it.
Linus, how strong are you?
Not strong enough, he says.
You don't want to try?
Well, I guess if it comes to it, I'll have to, won't I?
A good boy.
Linus, maybe getting his halberd, sticks it up against the roof and tries that way, but it's obvious that he is not nearly strong enough.
Wait, how high? I thought the roof was, like, high.
It's pretty high, yeah, but it's speeding up as it comes down.
Okay, guys, we got to find a way out of here. Let's run.
All right.
I run towards the portcullis, I suppose.
The main one?
There's only one portcullis.
Like, is the wall with the portcullis bit kind of going into it? Does it make sense?
No, I don't follow.
No, I think I know what you mean. So the portcullis is on the wall,
yes.
But then the roof is coming down past it.
Okay, cool.
There's like a little, an archway for the door itself. So the doors are not going to be crushed by this, but you guys will.
So sorry, you said which portcullis? I thought there was only one portcullis behind which there are three doors.
No. There's three little door alcove areas, small enough, large enough to fit basically the portcullis and door only. You guys will not be able to save yourselves.
So
yourself
three
like
individual
that.
Portcullises with a door behind them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yes.
It's like cool, security door and a door.
Yeah, yeah, like the security door and the regular door.
Right.
And is the stone directly behind the portcullis or is there a bit of a gap?
There's a slight gap, but not very much. Like you could reach through with your fingers and touch it.
Well, I could turn into a rat and I'd be fine.
I'm so sorry. Just give me one sec. Hang on. I've just got to really do something really important. Don't come up with
you
anything
fucking bastard.
Clever.
I know exactly what you're doing. Okay, quickly, while he's doing
you've
he's
got
finding,
5 minutes! You've got 5 minutes!
Okay, Quest Mom. Portcullis, that's metal. Can you, like, heat the metal in some way and we can, like, melt it and get through it or something?
I'm pretty good at punching things. I could punch the metal if you heat it up and made it weak enough.
Yeah, you could.
Yes,
like,
I'll heat metal.
Which door?
Big one.
The big one? I reckon small one.
Small one. I go small one on
left
the left.
Left or right? Left?
Malta, you're on a roll, son.
Okay, left for love, you guys.
We're going left for love, you guys.
You begin heating that metal, and then who's going to damage it or destroy it?
I will use my martial arts, and Flurry blows the door.
So you're using a key point?
Yes.
Bang, 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 bang. You start working at the door. You make a big dent. But yeah, don't break through yet. You got to keep trying. Are you still using...
Linus, everybody get involved with your metal.
Linus jams his halberd in and wrenches at it, trying to use it as a lever. Do you continue to pummel?
Yeah, I'll go one more round of pummeling.
With key?
Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang.
I'm rapiering it as well.
All right. Between you, Linus, and Molto Bene... With Molto Bene and Linus using their weapons as a lever, you manage to open a hole large enough that even the largest of you can get through. All right, you're at the stone door with iron reinforcing.
Oh, shit, we did not think this part through.
Can I detect magic on the door at all?
I'm so stressed.
Yeah, you can cast detect magic upon the door. You detect no magic upon the door.
Shit.
You spend time focusing, concentrating, looking around. There's no magic on the door itself.
Does anyone have dynamite?
I do not.
Dynamite, no.
Does anyone have oil?
How long does detect magic last?
Up to 10 minutes.
All right, cool. So just let me know if you're ending it or anything like that. You don't have to necessarily end it.
Okay.
It just might be useful for you.
Yeah, yeah. Can I keep using it around this room or do I have to keep recasting it?
So the way it works is... Any spell.
You don't have time for this.
Any spell with a C and a duration, where the duration, if it should have a little triangle.
It's got a C, yep.
That means that it's concentration. So as long as you're concentrating on the spell, you're fine. If you cast another spell with that C, then that spell ends.
I see, right. I detect magic everywhere in the room, as much as I can.
All right. Well, the wall that you came through detects of magic faintly, but you can tell that magic has ended. There's a proper wall there now. Mm-hmm. You detect some magic about the iron door, and you detect some magic about the double door.
Right.
2 minutes.
I don't know what to do with it. 2 minutes. Okay, come on.
Left?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Who can pass along?
The small one? I mean, go.
Okay, the floor. Is there any way we can get down and dig?
Get down.
The floor is made out of sandstone. You could start trying to dig.
Adam, you fucking bastard. I hate you.
Is there anything else?
I've never been happier.
Is there anything else in the room at all?
There's the mosaics, there's the wall that you came through.
Okay, I examine the mosaics. Is there like a hole where like snakes are coming in through or something?
There don't...
Okay, these fucking rolls better not count towards that time, damn it.
I'm sorry, but everything does.
Stop apologizing! No laughing!
The mosaics have no obvious gaps in them other than those made for the little concreting in between.
Is there anything in the mosaic about falling roofs?
Is there a gap under the door that we're trying to get through? Or a keyhole or something small like that?
Start feeling around that. Oh, the door?
Yeah, is there the bottom of the door? Is there a small gap? Or
there
like
doesn't appear to be any gap. It looks flush with the wall.
Can we start digging under the door?
You can try, yeah. What are you going to dig with? A minute.
Me, I'm a dog now. I'm turning into a big mastiff.
You turn into a mastiff. You start pouring
turn
at the door.
Turn into a horse and break the door down.
It's Molto iron
Bene,
reinforced.
What are you doing?
Is there anything on the roof? Is there anything on the roof that I can see?
Look at the roof. It's just coming down at you. You're gazing around with your detect magic. Like I said, you detect magic only on the big iron door, part of the mosaic, and the main door.
Oh, the iron door on the mosaic.
Yes.
Okay, I rush over to that.
What do you do?
I press the door.
It's not there. It's an illusion.
What? Oh, there's a hole in there.
Yep.
Okay, guys, come here, quick.
20 seconds.
I climb into the hole.
We're going,
into the hole, Adam.
There's the thing. Come on.
17 seconds left. You all dive through the iron door.
Oh, thank God for that V at the end of that word. I thought you were saying you all die.
that was great.
Well, good for you, Linus. You didn't have to be strong enough.
I, in character, stand up and say, fuck you, Adam.
Who's Adam?
It's just what I... He knows who he is.
Everyone get a good boy card.
I'm very sweaty.
I'm a dog.
You're a dog. I pet you.
Well, I don't know how to make a dog noise. No, I'm a mastiff.
A small dog.
Hey.
Do you see it's hard?
Yeah.
Woofing, woofy, woof.
I only know how to do relaxed dog, which
Chewy?
Is like...
That's
no.
pretty good.
You know, like there's something out, but they're sleepy.
Yeah. Melody, when she's barking in her sleep, makes sounds that are like hiccups. Yeah, like that.
Maybe she's dreaming she drank too much soda.
She's floating towards the ceiling, and her granddad need to stop themselves before they get up there. But then they make handprints all over the place, and Wonka won't let them.
Yeah, good day,
won't
sir.
Let them?
Won't
let
them?
Good dog, sir.
Every time they try and touch the wall, Wonka's hand extends and meets theirs. No.
Good day, sir.
Still high-fiving me.
No.
Anyway, you're in a small, dark, kind of dank corridor.
Mm-hmm. Help,
this is called the butthole.
That's on you now.
Yeah,
this is entirely
funny.
On you.
Okay.
It
stinks down here. Tell you what. Sorry?
Has it sealed?
The way behind you is gone. There's a big old roof in the way.
Man.
Oh, right.
Were those doors all fake? Would we have not got through any of them?
Oh, yeah, they were fake. Oh, they were there just to fuck with
so
you.
Good.
I used 2 key points getting through that fucking door.
Yep. Yeah, you did. I'm so sad you didn't break down one of the doors and just find wall behind it.
Oh,
that would have been great.
You are a dog.
I am. But you love me.
No, I meant Cass as a dog.
Oh. But you love me.
Wait, can you roll on that? Do we love Adam?
Yes.
Okay, I use a good boy card. Reroll.
You got a big bonus to this.
If you didn't roll a 1, you still get a plus 20.
Pretty much, yeah. So, you're in this cold, dark corridor. You light another torch so that you can see your way. The stone here is possibly obsidian. So, even when you light your torch, it still looks really dark down here. Mm-hmm. The stone here is not very well worked as well. So, as you're walking down, and a lot of you, especially the taller ones among you, need to kind of like crouch to get through this tunnel. Mm. You're going to be cutting your feet and hands and arms. Any part that brushes up against the wall or ceiling, something fierce.
I've got fucking horns.
Oh, yeah, that fucking sucks, mate. Mm. You keep causing sparks.
How?
Ow. Sounds horrid. Ow.
You're moving further and further along, and then you can...
Wait, is Cass still a dog?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd
She's
be, like,
for
better.
An hour. Sorry?
Right? To what? Be a dog on this?
Yeah.
Cutting up her paws. Oh. It's no good for her.
My injuries go away when I'm not a dog, yeah?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah, I keep being a dog then.
All right.
I'm a dog for an hour.
You can hear a distant echoing ahead of you, which begins to resolve into chanting. You can hear chanting ahead of you.
I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that that is the ritual to which we just saw the artwork for.
I nod.
I was kind of hoping it'd be like a band or a choir or something we could hang out with, but yeah, that's probably
true. I mean, there
teenagers
is a...
love nothing more than choirs.
I'm a bard.
No, they're so ominous. It's great. It makes you think about death.
What do other types of music remind Molto Bene of? Find out next time on Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.